and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, the family of a sixth former who's died from meningitis in Kent say the devastation's immeasurable and are demanding better protection for teenagers. 18-year-old Juliet Kenny became ill just a day before she died at the weekend, and her father wants lasting change. It's after long queues forced the University of Kent's clinic to close early yesterday afternoon. More than 100 students are estimated to have been turned away. Joe Hawkins goes to the uni.
Everybody wants to go home, so it was definitely a scare. And then I think when Monday rolled round and the university kind of got to grips with what was going on and, you know, the advice to give, it was definitely a lot more, the mood calmed down.
Israel's Prime Minister says he'll hold off further strikes on Iran's gas fields at the request of Donald Trump. Benjamin Netanyahu's also claimed the war will end a lot faster than people think. The government says it will directly fund the cleanup of some of the worst illegal waste sites in England. Officials warn around a fifth of all rubbish is illegally managed. Recent figures show fly tipping on public land climbed 9% last year to new highs. Environment Secretary Emma Reynolds says they're getting on top of the issue.
We're giving the Environment Agency police-style powers to search premises, to seize assets and to make arrests, and we're doubling their enforcement budget, and we're toughening up the penalties for these criminals too.
Ticketless fans who tailgate people into football grounds face five-year bans and fines of £1,000 from this weekend. It's become a specific criminal offence in England and Wales. Nottingham Forest and Aston Villa both booked places in the last eight of the Europa League. Forest needed penalties to beat Danish side FC Midtjylland, but it was more straightforward for Villa, who beat Lille 3-0 on aggregate. And Norwich has been named as the best place in the UK to live. According to the Sunday Times, its urban buzz and historic character put it on top. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
There was a good turnout at the annual Tame Town meeting on Wednesday. Tame Mayor Councillor Andy Gilbert gave a summary of his year as mayor, including an update on the town's application as UK Town of Culture. Questions raised in the open forum covered issues such as the new Lidl store, drain cleaning, speed watch, Thames Water and Tame Fire Station. HMP Woodhill in Milton Keynes has been described as not safe after inspectors found high levels of violence, drug use and self-harm. The prison has been placed under an urgent notification. Inspectors found drug use was the highest of all adult male prisons. The Ministry of Justice has described the findings as deeply concerning.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
We're due for another glorious warm spring day today with practically wall-to-wall sunshine once any early mist and cloud burns off. The temperature might not be quite as high as yesterday, but let's not be nitpicky. So we'll see 14 on the thermometer and not a drop of rain. I'm Catherine Jones, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits. It's Red Kite Breakfast with Chris Townsend.
Red Kite Radio.
Oh, 4 minutes past eight, and thank you to our news teams, News and Weather Together. You're up to date, and here's Gloria Gaynor kicking this hour off.
First I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so long